The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you've revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This gospel passage is used as one of the gospel passages recommended for funerals, and it's also one of the two or three gospel passages that are actually written into the anointing of the sick for outside of Mass. And every time I pray this with somebody who's sick, especially as they're on their deathbed, I can't help but think of the paradox here. And there's actually two paradoxes that Jesus reveals God the Father not to the wise and the learned, but to the little ones. And the wise and the learned maybe build it up themselves and build themselves so full, and they cannot see what Jesus Christ is doing. But Jesus Christ reveals to those that are humble enough, he reveals himself to them. Because in order to understand Jesus, we really have to be humble. He who humbled himself for us. And Jesus tells us that. He's meek and mild. We hear that in today's first reading, Zechariah prophesying that the king would come not in a way expected, not on a mighty war horse, perhaps. Horses were non-Jewish. Jewish would have rode a donkey. War horses were something else. But this king who is to come comes in meekness and mildness and establishes peace. But the paradox, the real paradox that I think of every time I have this gospel passage is, come to me who are labored and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. And then he goes on, and take my yoke upon your shoulder and learn from me. And we might miss it, unless you're familiar with animals and you've worked with oxen or horses. Take my yoke upon your shoulder. That's a work instrument. It's not an instrument of rest. It's a work instrument. A yoke is created so that it would sit over the neck of the animal, whatever animal, horses or oxen, and then a wagon or something would be hooked to that harness, that yoke, and they would be able to pull. This week I was reading a book, and he shared in there that one Belgian draft horse, the big horses that you see on the Budweiser commercials, they're always riding off into the sunset, which I think is a good place to take all the beer, is somewhere else. The big Belgian draft horses, one horse can pull 8,000 pounds if the harness and the yoke are properly fitted. 8,000 pounds, that's a lot of poundage, isn't it? So if you do the simple math, if you have two horses, you should be able to hold or haul 16,000 pounds, right? But that doesn't add up because of the simple physics of the yoke and the harness, how it all fits together. Two Belgian draft horses, yoked together properly, can haul 24,000 pounds. 1.5 times more than they should individually. But, the author went on, and I checked this out on the internet, and of course if you find it on the internet, it's got to be true. If these horses have worked together, have known each other, and the harness and the yoke are all properly fitted and everything is working, they know themselves, they know what they can do, and they trust each other. These horses, two horses who have been teamed together, can haul 32,000 pounds. 4 times the amount that one horse can do. Now, go back to Jesus' analogy. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. He's not talking about a single yoke. He's talking about the double yoke of a pair of animals working together in tandem. And the more we get to know Jesus, the more we can do. Instead of carrying a load alone, he carries it with us. And of course, what's the yoke but his cross? He's inviting us to carry his cross and our cross. And when we allow him to carry it with us, it feels like a fourth of what it should. Or maybe it's we can do four times as much with Jesus Christ. So if we're yoked to Jesus Christ properly, there's a sense that we can do more and have rest in the midst of that work. So why is it that so many of us are tired? Why is it that so many of us are heavy labored? I am right there. I think I was trying to come up with a cool acronym, and I came up with BCS, and I have to have the C in there, otherwise it just doesn't work right. BCS, Busy Christian Syndrome. We're so busy about so many things, and they're all good things. They're wonderful things. You know, we get the volunteers that do so much. They're constantly doing things, and they're tired. Why? Because they're so busy about things that they don't need to be busy about. St. Alphonsus Liguori, in his Uniformity with the Divine Will, talked about an analogy, a parable actually flipped on its head. We hear the parable of Matthew's Gospel about the two sons, the son who is asked by the father to go into the vineyard, and he says, no, Dad, I'm not going to go, and goes, and the other son says, okay, and he doesn't go. Which one does the will of the father? Of course, the one who actually goes to the vineyard. Alphonsus flips that on its head and says, which one does the will of God? The one who does exactly what God asks and no more? Or the one who goes beyond what God asks? I have the busy Christian syndrome, and I would answer the one who goes beyond. But that's not God's will. God's will is to do what he asks and nothing more. We're so busy about things that God hasn't asked us to do that when we take that step back and start to reflect, what does God ask us to do? All of a sudden, we're able to discern more readily what is it that we are actually called to do. And we might find ourselves finding rest, because what we do then do is done with Christ and not on our own. We're not trying to do it all on our own, but rather letting Christ direct our work. But there's another disease that we have, and this one I will call Busy Syndrome, and I'm not going to give you the acronym. But we're so busy about things that ultimately don't matter, things that aren't even in the church. And I see this, unfortunately, with so many families. They're busy, busy, busy. Sports and this thing and that thing. And not that any of those things are bad, but they're so busy. And then it comes to Sunday morning, and they're so exhausted, you can't even drag yourselves out of bed to spend 1 hour at Mass. Our culture has that disease, so much so, that we're so busy about things that ultimately don't matter. And God would invite us again to take that step back and look. Is this what God really wants us to do, to be so busy that we're so tired with everything that we can't even turn to the Lord and say, thank you? Can't even turn to the Lord and say, give me rest, give me peace? And then we have another disease. A priest friend of mine a long time ago called it AIDS, as if doing something. That's when you don't do anything, and you have the appearance, and you're just exhausted. Actually, what it is that you exhaust everyone around you. So busy about nothing. It's not even stuff that doesn't matter. You're just not busy at all. And the Lord would encourage us, get to work. Do something. We can't play this game. We have to discern God's will for our lives. And that means spending time getting to know Christ, being yoked to him, carrying his cross, allowing him to help us carry ours. That yoke he talks about today in this gospel passage is well-fitted. It's suited to us. A good carpenter knows how to make a good yoke. One that's particular to the animal that's supposed to wear it. A good carpenter, like Jesus is, constructs that yoke so it fits well, that there is efficiency. Can you imagine doing four times the work or doing what you're doing and feeling rest in the midst of that work? That's how we're supposed to live as Christians. That's how we're supposed to live as Catholics, to allow Jesus Christ to be with us in our work. And if it's something that ultimately we say to Jesus, I don't want you helping, maybe we need to look at that. Maybe that's not exactly what Jesus would want us to do in the first place. Today in our gospel, or our second reading rather, St. Paul tells us, if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then the Spirit of the one who raised Christ from the dead will raise also your mortal bodies. For those of us that are exhausted, for those of us that are labored, for those of us that are just tired, for whatever disease we have, to allow the Spirit to come into our lives this day, to help us discern what is it I am really called to do, what is it that has ultimate importance, ultimate urgency, ultimate meaning. What is it that the Lord instructs me to do that I need to be doing more of? And then to allow Jesus to give us the rest in the midst of the work, to be able to find the peace, the understanding, His grace, leisure, all those good things that the Lord wants us to have.